because you have a homosexual thing for me.
Just for you, or just homosexual?
Welcome, one and all, to the Questionable Intelligence Report.
A questionable show that might.
This is the second show that we started so far. I'm a longtime veteran of internet radio. Long time.
Yo.
At least, I think it was 5 or 6 minutes I've been doing this. So.
Long time veteran.
Love it. But this is Mike and Lou here for the Questionable Intelligence Report. And you can cut the music now. You can cut that. It's okay. We're on the air. We got it. They get the idea. It's 90s now. Good stuff. Such an asshole. So welcome everybody here to the show, which shouldn't matter. Maybe like, I think my mom might be listening. That's about it.
Oh, what a sweetheart, your mom. I always like you.
I know. What a sweetheart. Mom, you're out there.
I picked up my mom.
I love you. Lou said we'll call you later. If Lou's mom is out there, sweetie, I'm so glad you're in town. It's been such a long time. I'm really looking forward to catching up with you.
You motherfucker.
Exactly. Yeah. So anyway, we have a few things we wanted to get to today, right? One of which was we were talking last week about how strange it is. I mean, first off, everybody knows that celebrities get away with literally murder.
Yeah, literally murder.
Murder.
They get away with anything. From Paris Hilton doing about 5 hours in jail to people getting away with straight-up murder. Absolutely.
And, I mean, I think the more charming that you are and the more money that you have, the easier it is to get away with shit. I mean, we don't even need to talk about OG. Let's talk about Robert Blake. This guy killed his fucking wife. I'm pretty sure he went up to her while she was waiting for a cab and shot her in the back of the head.
No, she was in a restaurant, wasn't she? She was in a restaurant.
Was she in a restaurant?
He waved everybody, listen, I'm Robert Blake. I am going to shoot this bitch in the head.
So he goes up to her and shoots her in the back of the head, and he doesn't get away with it because he's always been a creepy little weirdo.
He's not charming at all.
No.
So he's in the clink. But other people have killed and gotten away with it. Mainly, and it almost seems kind of chic to do this, just to drive drunk, bash into things, even kill people and get away with it.
Yes. Actually, the first two things, well, first off, there's the Christopher Walken case, which he has not spoken about since it happened, where he, someone between him and I think it was Robert Wagner murdered Natalie Wood.
Natalie Wood was a huge star back then, 60s,
huge starlet. I think she was married to Robert Wagner, and she was cheating on him with Christopher Walken, and for some reason, all three of them decided to go on a boat cruise together. That's not a, you know, like, which one of them thought that was a good idea? Probably not her. That's probably the last fucking thing she thought as she drowned in that water. She was like, did I really say okay to this? Like, what the fuck was I thinking?
It's always been our theory that Christopher Walken is more than just an actor, and he's actually probably the mastermind behind it.
Yeah, and it's entirely possible that he is an intergalactic fugitive and a serial killer. That's entirely possible. I love Christopher Walken, but...
it's a good guy.
Well, you have to... See, here's the thing. Robert Wagner, in interviews after the death, pretty much said, oh, yeah, she was a piece of shit. Like, everything that he said after that was pretty much like, yeah, you know, like, what if she was just like a mouthy bitch.
You know how we do, pretty much.
I'm Robert Wagner. And Christopher Walken has been completely silent about it. So it's entirely possible that Robert Wagner and Christopher Walken got together and were just like, hey, this bitch is like fucking one of us behind your back. Like, let's just take care of this.
We get on with our lives here.
And since they never found a body, it's entirely possible Christopher Walken whipped out his ray gun and vaporized her.
They never found her body.
Yeah, they never found her body. But anyway, there's a list of celebrities who've killed people and gotten away with, and it's proven they killed people, like Brandy.
Ah, you were telling me that's shocking. Brandy killed somebody?
Yeah, the car, I'm pretty sure it was a car accident. Her and the former Noxzema girl, Rebecca Gayhart.
Yeah. But did she kill someone, Rebecca Gayhart?
Yeah, she killed somebody. Damn. And also in a car accident.
Christ. Roger Avery, the writer. He wrote,
oh, that's right. I forgot about him.
Co-writer.
And he wrote Pulp Fiction, didn't he?
Yeah, he co-wrote Pulp Fiction with Quentin Tarantino. He killed somebody. And I was looking up his jail sentence for killing someone while drunk driving. And this is what it says here. It's like a work furlough. What is furlough anyway?
I thought furlough was like a vacation.
There we go.
A hiatus.
Manslaughter charges. He was out on bail, charged, and he was sentenced to 1 year work furlough, allow him to go to his job during the day and then report back to the furlough facility at night.
So since he's in the entertainment industry, he basically got to be out of the house for about 23 hours. And he's like, oh, yeah, I got to go home and go to sleep for an hour.
Basically.
Yeah.
And it says a 5 years probation. So he would go home at night. So basically he was grounded. For
so how long was this? For a year?
For a year.
That's a pretty harsh grounding. I mean, like, let's look at it from a kid's perspective. Like, if you being grounded for a year sucks, man.
Well, yeah, that's true. But
I mean, that sucks.
But
you
most
know?
Kids
I hate to be grounded for a year.
Well, most kids, at least, don't go around drinking, driving, and killing somebody.
No, that's totally not true. A lot of kids go around drinking and driving and killing somebody. But, I mean, if you look at it from of all the things to do to get grounded, like, you don't think killing somebody, like, you know, fucking up on your homework and failing a test or
cheating
pinching your sister's arm too many times, get your ass grounded, but killing somebody.
Kill someone dead.
So how did he do? Was it in a car accident also?
He was drunk. He was shit-faced, says here. In December 2008, Roger Avery was shit-faced driving. And something about vehicular manslaughter. And killed some dude. Doesn't even say. Jeez, how unimportant the fucking guy he killed. Doesn't even say. John A. Just a long list. Another fucking celebrity killed somebody and got away. Not that I'm... you know, slagging on the guy. He's a good writer, but apparently it's...
Well, I mean, okay, so you had Brandy, she killed somebody. You had you had Rebecca Gayhart, she killed somebody. You have Roger Avery, he killed somebody too. Actually, Laura Bush killed... I think she killed her former first lady, Laura Bush, killed... I think it was her boyfriend at the time in a car accident.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, man.
Drunk?
Yeah, seriously. I don't know if it was drunk, but I know she killed a dude. Like, she crashed the car. Car was out of control. She fucking killed the guy.
I heard she shit her panties drunk and killed a poor kid.
I'm pretty sure she was, like, she met up with George Bush, and they were, like, trading stories, and she's like, yeah, I killed the guy. And he's like, for real? And she's like, yeah, it was my boyfriend. And he's like, oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
So, anyway, but Halle Berry fucked somebody up in a car.
Yeah, sure, sure. She was driving drunk and just bashed into someone, like, at a red light or some shit.
No, and then not only did she bash into them, but she fled the scene after it happened. She just left.
She was like, shut him out, I'll talk to you.
No, I'm pretty sure she was thinking, oh, shit, I gotta let my publicist deal with this.
So she
left, and, you know, they caught up with her or whatever, and... I don't know exactly what happened to her, but I do know that even if she had killed, like, a whole school bus full of children, I'd still want to bang her.
Yeah, she's a good-looking girl.
Very good-looking.
Absolutely.
That's not a deal-breaker for me.
Killing someone, being that hot, is not a deal-breaker.
No, when you look like Halle Berry, like, you can probably shoot up an Amish schoolhouse.
But yeah, you're right, though.
You know,
as long as the murder count doesn't get to triple digits, that's... You know.
Actually, I'm pretty sure if you look like Halle Berry, you can even shoot up a cancer ward. You can find, like, a St. Jude's hospital and fucking dynamite that shit and scream Allah at the top of your lungs and fire machine guns into the air, and I'd probably still hit that.
Well, it is Halle Berry. She showed her boobs.
It's Halle Berry. She's, I think, at least once. At least once. You know, on purpose, at least. I mean, I've seen like at least three or four different, you know, slips happen because I keep very much abreast of those things.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Ain't nobody got time for that, man.
Ain't nobody got time for that. So anyway, so yeah, there's a bunch of different people that have. I mean, it's just like the penalties for those things for celebrities are so fucking far removed from the penalties for your average everyday person. And God fucking help you if you're like black or Hispanic and you pull some shit like that. Like you accidentally run somebody over. Your ass is done. That's the end for you.
The rest of your life, bitch.
That's it. So how are we supposed to transition this into celebrity shills? I can't remember. Did we come up with a plan for that?
No. Did Halle Berry ever do a commercial?
Yeah, she's done, I think, like Revlon or Maybelline or one of those bullshit.
Well, at this point, it's like who has
makeup commercials.
You know, it's more like who hasn't done a commercial. That's who you can talk about. Because everyone's done a fucking
commercial. Yeah, I think Louis C.K. is the only person I know that has not done a commercial.
Well, you were telling me something about through his website. He was...
Yeah, it's nothing important. I think he marketed his own show and made a whole bunch of money on it himself without going through like publicists and bullshit. And
so that's
offered it at a reduced rate.
$1 million coming out of him.
Yeah, he made like $1 million doing that shit. He's Mexican, by the way.
No, he's not. Is he really?
Yeah, he was actually born in Mexico.
Oh,
I'm not even kidding.
Yeah.
Carlos Mencia, who likes to pretend he's Mexican, his real name is Ned Holness. Was not fucking born in Mexico. He's half German and half Honduran.
Ugh.
And yes, he looks like a Mexican because he's short and he's fat. And he's got that, you know, wait, are all Mexicans short and fat?
yeah, that's about right.
Oh, okay. So, but Louis C.K., who's like a big, fat, ginger bastard. A balding ginger bastard is Mexican. Which I think that's awesome. And apparently he can speak Spanish, too, which I'm not sure that Carlos Mencia can.
He can't speak Spanish.
Dude, no, I guarantee you. Look that shit up. Mm. Louis C.K.'s first fucking language was Spanish.
All right. I'll take
look that shit up. While you're looking that shit up and being quiet, I'll take over the show.
There
so please look that shit up.
It's the Mike and Mike show.
It is the Mike show right now, everybody.
Absolutely.
The Mike Show, and I have great things to say, especially about. I feel the need to talk about things like anal sex on this, just because we're such a proponent of it.
Well, yeah, it's our main campaign goal, I believe.
I'm pretty sure that's our main. We talked about this last episode, but we want to start a religion called ass lesbianism because there is nothing
just in case
more beautiful in the world.
Yeah, we
need to
play
start promoting
the same show over and over again every week. And,
We need to get this religion going. We are a huge proponent of two women making love to each other's assholes, basically. And everybody's going to hate me for saying this because, you know, actually you're the only other person I know who is on board with me when it comes to this. But there's no reason why two twin sisters shouldn't be able to have sex with each other.
I am the only one on board with you on that one.
You are. And the problem is, I know for a fact that other guys find that hot. I know that.
How is that? That is impossible not to find it's horrible yet beautiful at the same time.
It is. It's absolutely horrible, and I really hope my mom's not listening because she knows better than to listen to the shit that I say.
Yeah.
But if she happens to be listening at this point, this will probably put her over the edge.
Well, I planted that seed in your mind. I didn't say that.
Well, just when you see her later, just try to soothe it for me.
No, right. Like, hey, Dottie.
No, don't be mad at your son.
He's a good kid.
Yeah.
He's going to turn out all right. Don't you worry about it.
Don't you worry.
He's 35.
No, you're fucking 35, asshole.
You're not far behind, my man. Not far behind.
What are you talking about? People think I'm in my 20s.
This video, what's that? How many of me?
People think I'm in my 20s.
Yeah, 27, aren't you? 27 this year.
That's what I'm sticking to.
Yeah.
That's what I'm sticking to.
Whoa. Believe that shit if you have to. Actually, the only person I can forgive doing commercials is Amy Sedaris. She does commercials.
She's done commercials?
Yeah, left and right, man. Oof.
Really?
Yeah, but she's.
Why do you forgive her for that, though?
Well, because she's a good kid. She's, you know, a little older in her
she's
age.
She's funny as fuck.
She's funny. A little older in her age. It's not like she's doing much else, you know. Yeah.
No, wait. I don't think Sarah Silverman's done commercials.
No, I've never, no. But who would put her in a commercial, though? I mean, it would be awesome, but she's got the filthiest mouth. And
I know. She's so, she's fucking hot. I love Sarah Silverman. I would marry Sarah Silverman in a heartbeat.
She's not dating that guy anymore. She, the irrelevant.
Oh, the fat Jewish guy
yeah.
that used to be in that duo of people that also suck.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. He's got his own. Can you believe they gave that guy his own late night show?
Is that still alive?
Like, first off, they give a late night show to a guy, and it's nothing against Conan O'Brien, because I actually like Conan O'Brien a lot.
Oh, I love Conan O'Brien. I saw
but this is a guy who spent the majority of his time in the fucking writer's room, way behind the camera, like, not in front at all. I think they used him as an extra.
Simpsons. He wrote
yep.
on SNL, I believe.
Yep.
He took a Sharpie to my balls once. No, no.
Getting any calls? I mean, it's helping
let's,
us.
Let's go to the calls. Nothing. Let's see.
Thank you, Facebook.
Yeah.
Thank you. Love that my friends
radio.
Are out here supporting me. I have,
Blog
I have
Talk Radio.
Hundreds of friends on Facebook, and not one of them likes me enough to call my stupid free radio show.
Buddy, I'm with you, man. Come on. Being you to the end time.
I guess so. I guess so, man. I have to settle for you for the rest of my life.
Oh, it's not. Come on. What are you, how's this settling about?
You know, I try to make friends online. It doesn't work out because, you know, people really like me and they realize what an asshole I am and then they go away.
They'll be all right.
Hey, I love everybody. I just hate them too. I do. I hate everyone. Every single one of you people. If there's three of you listening, I hate you.
Nobody listening, Mike. It's rather liberating, actually.
So since there's nobody listening, that means we can talk about whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah. Fucking, well, we hate celebrity commercials. Why? Well, before I even got into Bill Hicks, I hated Kirk Siller. I don't know why, but I did. I didn't think it was cool. I guess it was like the metalhead in me, the punk rock kid in me that hated commercials. You know, fucking celebrities doing commercials. Like, it was just them selling out. And I think the reason why we like Bill Hicks so much is because he echoes our sentiment. So, I mean, he was always, like, you know, vehemently against commercials.
I'm pretty sure that's one of the reasons why his success in America was limited. I mean, he actually got quite a few offers to do commercials, and he said no to every fucking one of them.
Mm.
Didn't he do a bit about how like Tang wanted to hire him or
yeah,
something like
well,
that, or Hi-C or some yeah. shit like that?
Orange drink. In
Orange drink.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, he hated commercialism, and the best bit is the one about Jay Leno, and you pointed out that he's doing Burger King commercials, like just the other day.
Jay Leno has been for a very long time and will always be a huge soulless piece of shit.
It's not like he needs the fucking money. He has one of the best car collections in the world. It's like
he actually has the audacity to go on talk shows and shit and brag about how he doesn't even touch his Tonight Show money because he makes money touring the country, dude. First off,
you know
if
what,
you've
though,
ever gone to no, if you've ever gone to see a fucking Jay Leno show,
no, no one has ever.
But he makes money doing this, apparently. So somebody has.
I
you think it's by accident? Like you think it's
people are out having a good time on a Saturday night? Whoa, let's go to the comedy. Oh, Jay Leno, everybody.
Oh shit, it's Jay Leno.
I guess
he's got the weakest fucking jokes. He is such. His humor is like he tries really hard to be like biting and sarcastic, but he doesn't like. I'm not a particular fan of David Letterman either because Letterman screwed over Bill Hicks back in the day. Also, that's a whole other fucking story. But Leno, like, Letterman is sarcastic and sometimes he's witty because he's genuinely bitter. Jay Leno has trounced his ass in the ratings for years.
Yeah, totally.
If there's anybody who won the late night wars, it was Jay fucking Leno, which is sad. Because Jay Leno is
Jay
the king of having
terrible.
A giant face.
That's unbelievable.
He's not the king of late night. He's king of having a gigantic face. And
even an overbearing head that you're just, like, shocked that fills the entire screen, no matter what angle and how far back they pull.
And, like, this, and you know what? Like, I hate Jay Leno so much. Even when somebody does a really bad impression of Jay Leno, I still clap like a fucking monkey. I'm so happy to see people making fun of him. I fucking hate Jay Leno.
The stupid hair, the Slavic look in his face. Is that racist?
Slavic?
Yeah.
He looks like a Slav to you?
Yeah, a little bit, no?
Right, he looks like a side of fucking aged Italian beef.
Aged Italian beef?
He's got a big steak face. No?
Yeah.
He's got like a big ribeye head. What's all that noise in the background? Are you watching Jay Leno bits?
I'm getting a bit ready for it.
Ugh, no, please don't. No, nobody needs to hear that. Let's move on. We're dying here.
Bill
we're dying.
Jay Leno.
Are you going to play Bill Hicks and Jay Leno right now?
No, I'm saying no. Look up Bill Hicks.
Nah, don't even bother. We need to move this shit along. I haven't laughed once.
Less than 10 minutes, everybody. Less than 10 minutes.
Don't worry. We're getting through this. You stick around, you non-existent fans, you.
We were talking about Courtney Love earlier. She was shouting out her daughter.
Apparently Courtney Love...
She believes that she, that her, what's her daughter's name?
Frances Bean Cobain.
Frances Bean Cobain, that's right, yeah. What's his name?
Well, Courtney Love accused her daughter on Twitter of at least, like, flirting with Dave Grohl. She accused Dave Grohl of basically approaching her daughter in a non-platonic manner. On Twitter, publicly, which is just like,
it's
bad enough when your mom is a drunken, drugged out.
So classy as to shout you out on Twitter.
Actually, now, since we brought up Courtney Love, let's get to the point of the matter, which is that years ago, Courtney Love told people when she was in Hole at the height of her popularity, that she said that she was not going to crowd surf anymore.
Because the reason... He used to try to finger her pussy while she was crowd surfing.
When she was crowd surfing, people would try to... Now, first off, I don't care how drunk I am.
No.
I value my fingers way too much to ever put them in Courtney Love's pussy.
Come
like,
back. Dissolved at the fucking knuckle. By fucking acidic...
I know a guy who fingered Courtney Love at a concert, and her pussy actually ate his wedding ring.
And the finger that it was on.
He lost at least two fingernails.
Oof.
See, the thing is, like, I don't even get that, because you got to figure at this point, there's no such thing as fingering Courtney Love. Like, it's like whole, like, committed fist or nothing. Like, you have to commit your arm to that shit.
Absolutely. I was going to say, you know, go in there throwing, like, peace signs up to see what falls in. You gotta be pumping your fist like fucking Black Panthers. It doesn't make any kind of difference.
Everything falls in, my man. Everything falls in.
You gotta be jumping head. You gotta be like trying to headbutt it, like if you're fucking playing soccer.
There is no way in hell that Courtney Love does not have a ragged, sloppy, beefy, slimy, / dusty, horrendous, gnarled old cunt.
You could tell it has, like, layers going back of, like, just, you know, things off the sides of her walls.
There's just, like, I honestly expect if I'm ever in the most desperate position of my life, I would have to be literally on the streets for, like, 10 years, completely destitute, like, with a loss of, like, arms and legs and eyes and speech and everything, and I find myself in the position where I'm somehow going to bang Courtney Love. I fully expect
like Amelia Earhart to pop out of her vagina. Or like Jimmy Hoffa just be like, I've been here the whole time, guys.
Ooh, this is it. Having said all that, surprisingly enough, if you think about it, she has not killed someone drunk.
Well, I don't think she, like, I'm pretty sure in, like, 1995, they had another Geneva Convention to ban her from ever using a vehicle.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure that was written into international law.
That is a sloppy mess.
Yeah, so this fucking broad shouts her daughter out on Twitter, and she's like, you know, oh, she accuses her of, I don't know if she accused her of sleeping with Dave Grohl, but she definitely accused Dave Grohl of wanting to fuck her daughter. And the poor kid who's like a billion, I mean, first off, you could take a shit in public and still be classier than Courtney Love. So me calling Frances Bean classy is not really it's not really doing her justice, but in a classy manner, she said, you know, my mother once again has basically embarrassed me, and I really wish she would just stop, because Dave Grohl is very, very much platonic and like a father to me, et cetera, et cetera.
Really? She said that?
Yeah, and then fucking, of course, Courtney Love's like, the whole thing blew up on the news. Like, everybody picked that up, because she's a fucking celebrity. Like, how are you going to say, throw your family business out there on Twitter like that?
Jesus Christ, that bitch is just terrible, man. I just cannot, I'm mouth gaping. How do you air out your daughter's shit on fucking Twitter when you're famous like that?
Your only fucking daughter, Jesus, yeah, I can't even understand how Kurt Cobain married her ass, because even back then, like, everybody knew what a gaping slag she was.
Ugh. What was the girl from Nancy?
Nancy Spungen from, yeah, Sid and Nancy. The Sex Pistols, yeah.
She auditioned for the Nancy part and was too ugly to get it. Nancy Spungen was one fucking ugly, bro.
She was one, I mean, she looked like somebody shot her out of a cannon face first into a wall.
And Courtney Love didn't make the cut. Like, well, you know what? You're actually too much of a mess. Actually, too much of a mess it is.
I didn't even think that was possible.
But, yeah, there you go.
Fucking Courtney Love. Yeah, she's... I guess her antics are still somewhat amusing, but I feel like as a society, we should have put her out of her misery a while ago. Like, it's... Or our misery, at least.
I can't believe Brandy killed somebody. That's kind of heartbreaking, man.
Yeah, Brandy killed somebody. And she talked about it on Behind the Music, which is just fantastic. I mean, right now, her biggest claim to fame is that her... Oh, first off, let me just say something very quickly about Whitney Houston's death, okay?
Come on. Leave my home girl alone.
Real quick. I have a lot of respect for the dead.
Do
but
you really?
When somebody dies, no, I don't. Of course not. I don't have that antiquated bullshit. We should revere the dead. No, no. The dead are dead, and let's be truthful about them. And the fact is that Whitney Houston, before she died, was caught by the paparazzi getting into Ray J's car. No, she was in Ray, who's Brandy's brother.
Oof.
She was caught in getting into his car after rehab. He picked her up, and Ray J has been in so many bitches, including Kim Kardashian, that I don't think it's untoward to surmise that it may have been Ray J's penis that killed her.
Could be. It was leftover Ray J penis that clogged her up, her breathing pathways, and she drowned. I believe that.
Well, I'm sure all you invisible fans are very eager to be done with us. If you've actually listened to this for any period of time, we thank you. We love you. We hope to God you're completely and utterly disgusted with yourself for carrying on with us this long. On that note, it's been Lou Camacho and Mike Garvey with the Questionable Intelligence Report. You guys have a great night.
Hey, big piggy, big, big.
Love you.
Big.